Welcome to Roll Fair, a D&D podcast. As you may notice, I am not Devin. I am Kayla.
Hi, not Devin.
Hi. I'm Kayla, your dungeon master.
The bear finally got Devin.
We are finishing up our Sandstorm's Revenge one-shot.
There's a parable about that guy.
It is a good parable.
The Sandstorm's Revenge, have just fended off three hags, but then the three hags summoned three water elementals, and we fended off the water elementals. And they have now coalesced into one great, hulking, huge, technically huge, beast.
Purple dinosaur.
It was Voltron.
Water elemental.
Yep. Originally, I was also going to put an eel in it, and it was going to have electric damage, but I had decided against that, too. So, also Voltron. Anyway.
Fusion.
We will now introduce ourselves and decimate this thing.
I am Ryan, and I am playing Meru, the Raging Turtle Barbarian.
Yeah. I'm Brad, playing Windcutter, bro. The Air Genasi
Rogue.
Swashbuckler, but
I'm Will, playing Typhoon, the Air Genasi Monk.
I'm Austin, playing Ratty May, the Unlucky Sorcerer.
Ratty May!
I am Ben, playing Pipes with the Shiny Stick.
I'm Sarah, who's still playing remotely in Nevada, and I am playing Duke, the Aarakocra Ranger.
Excellent. So, these three water elementals have coalesced into one huge beast. Part dinosaur, with the arms of a crab, and the tail of a poisonous snake. Not the tail of the snake, the tail is the snake. You gotta follow along. It is Pipe's turn, but before we get to that, this crew was among a band of 20 that were looting this island for potential treasures left by mercenaries. So, the archers are standing back. The archers and mages, the artillery, are standing back and will help you fight. There are about half of the melee fighters that are currently conscious. The other half were choked out by the water elemental. They're fine, but currently unconscious. So we have a handful of artillery and a handful of the boarding crew that are also here to help you. Pipes, take it away.
Okay, fear my stick, you watery prick. he makes a DC constitution save.
DC.
DC 15 constitution save.
Dang it. You got
14. He is petrified.
Yay, combat over.
Petrification lasts until the target is freed by the Greater Restoration spell or similar magic.
Wow.
Wild magic for the win.
Does it take multiple turns?
I rolled a 98 on that. Fail. No, if it's a fail, then they...
make three saves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But the...
So, wow.
I cast Lightning Bolt.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, petrified is basically like...
Your turn to stone, yeah. Right?
Yep. I'm... Pipes! You did it!
Did I do it?
Hooray for Pipes!
I'm afraid of the stick.
I'm coming up with something. It's Duke's turn. It's not dead, but it is petrified, so
it can't move.
It can't move.
And it can't...
That's made of stone now.
It's
It can't make any saves, right?
Like No, it fails all deck saves.
It's basically done.
Yes, I'm figuring something out. Give me a minute. I'm doing the DM things.
So it's Duke's turn?
Your plans have been ruined.
Yeah. I
didn't expect that.
Is it? It's not like polymorph, but if you hit him...
No.
Nope.
That they can be cured by the Great Restoration spell.
But you can kill it?
Yeah. It's transformed into a solid, inanimate substance of stone.
So we can break the stone?
So the whole thing is transformed. It's not encased in stone.
It's transformed into inanimate
water
stone.
Water to stone!
Basically.
Attack rolls against it have advantage.
The creature is incapacitated. Can't move, speak, it's unaware of its surroundings.
Oh, attack rolls have advantage against it now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it fails strength and dex saving throws automatically.
So.
Yeah.
But it has resistance to all damage, it says.
Oh, that's what I was going
to
ask.
Immune to poison and disease.
Okay, so.
Can it
has...
make strength saving throws?
So it can't be damaged, essentially, but.
It can.
It's just resistant.
So it's half. Oh, it's resistant, yeah, so.
It's not damage. Immune to damage.
How close to the water is it?
That's what I'm trying to. Because I know that it's on the beach. It's close to the water. However, I'm trying to decide how far away the hags went when they disappeared. Because perhaps the hags have some kind of spell.
They might have greater restoration.
Greater restoration, maybe.
To save the thing.
How far away did they run?
I just imagine, my baby!
Can we take him as a statue on the ship? It'd be a great addition, don't you think?
No.
Look at that monstrosity!
So Duke, bonus action, moves his hunter mark to the petrified chimera, mm-hmm. and he shoots it with one of his arrows to see what happens. It's 25 damage.
Okay, so what happens? Does it take the damage? It
takes half damage.
Advantage.
It takes half damage.
It's resistant to all damage.
You gotta roll to hit still.
Yeah, but you have advantage to hit.
It was 20 to hit.
Oh.
I'm sure that would hit.
Attacks on it have advantage, but it takes half damage.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Alright, so... Here's what we do. You have about... 25 seconds of chipping away at this thing when...
Plenty of time.
When one of the hags jumps out of the water. See, that's not fair!
Cast tidal wave.
Where's the hag? Can we have, what's it called? Attack of opportunity?
Well, I think Radame may have...
Can I actually do that?
I see no reason why not if it's your turn.
I am not. It would technically be Duke's turn.
Duke just went.
Oh, shot.
Yeah. So, yeah, if it's it is my turn.
But I was joking around saying you have about 30 seconds until she gets out. So, it may or may not be your
turn. They're not here yet. Uh-huh. They'll be here in 4 to 5
So, rounds. What if we just do one round and then...
I mean, the computer is dead. I don't know why.
Did you forget to plug it in?
No, it is plugged in all the way on both sides. Thank you very much for asking.
Yeah, it's my computer, so I know it.
Yeah, the power on it is just blinking off and on.
Look, it's not plugged in.
Told you.
Are you sure
it's the first question with IT?
Have you tried turning it off and on again?
No, but I just turned off and plugged in. Wait a minute.
It's my computer, you know.
You've plugged it. Okay.
It's finally.
Well.
When it comes around to my turn, with my Fist of Unbroken Air,
okay,
I can use a key point to push it 10 feet with each strike of air that I blast into
it. So you want to sink it into the ocean?
Yes. I have 3 key points remaining.
Yeah.
3 strikes.
Yeah.
Without flurry of blows.
Yeah.
I push it 30 feet into the water and sink it.
Yeah, that's fair. You get to it before the hag does. And it starts sinking in the water.
Did we just drown a water elemental?
Yes.
He screams, "My baby!" and goes swimming after it.
Oh. Don't worry, when Plan B fails, Pipes is here with his pointy stick.
Oh no.
no.
Pipes, you deserve this. And Radmay hands you the decanter of alcohol, whatever it was called.
Oh, jeez.
Take a swig.
Takes the biggest swiggest.
The biggest swiggest.
The quenchiest swig.
All right.
I love being useless.
Well,
we showed Baharu who's the best.
Hey, if you think about it, it's all Baharu's fault that this happened because I got the stick because Baharu said I could have the stick.
I just wonder why they weren't as gorgeous as her, you know?
Hags.
So they fall far from the tree.
Hags.
Very.
Hey, what's okay to me?
Hey, you do you, Maru.
So you can see the mages that have a couple healing spells in their pocket for just in case situations help the rest of the boarding crew regain consciousness.
Counterspell.
You're not a wizard.
I know.
Pipes is frantically picking up all the little gems that,
yeah!
40 gold.
There was 40 gems at 40, at 40 one gold each, yeah.
So, kind of small.
Alright, well, you remember what the captain said? Burly. Everything here is for the good of the ship. Plus 2 pockets. Go ahead and take your bonus off the top. We have a lot to report. And we have about 4 hours to do it. Dismissed.
Alright, man, double time, let's go.
I've already found 38 of them. There's 2 missing.
You checking your pants, bro?
Listen.
Sometimes when
you're
shit,
you're the next one going to the ocean.
I've got 2 gems in my pants, but those aren't what I'm looking for.
Sometimes when you shake, there's a little bit that gets in the pants, you know?
I got a 19 on a sleight of hand to take the last 2 gems.
Oh, nice. You what? Pipes a bigger perception on that?
I'll just say that he's I'll give it to him.
Can I go under the water and just see if I can see if it's still there or if it's gone?
Sure.
I can hold my breath indefinitely.
Yes. That's not particularly what I'm worried about.
Bro, where are you going? There's like hags in there.
Could be marrows too.
All right. Well, it was nice knowing you, Windcutter.
If you'd like, you can try and make the stealth check.
Of course I will.
Okay.
Hey, guys, watch this. Windcutter's about to get himself killed.
Again?
12.
Oh, yeah.
That's with advantage.
Okay.
I should have rolled real dice.
Okay.
As he goes to the water, I cast fog cloud centered on him.
Okay. Does that give him advantage?
Does that stay with me, or is it just now?
It's just centered on you, for 20 feet around you, 20-foot radius.
Does that continue with me, or is it?
So it looks like there's this 20-foot fog cloud under the water. Or does it?
So then I can't see.
Water?
Yeah, it heavily obscures the area.
Because I'm trying to see.
You can't see anything and they can't see problems.
So wait, does it stay centered on him?
No, I cast it centered on him, so you can move away from it. But
okay.
Can I breathe it up as an air genasi?
I don't know, it's magical.
You can blow it away, technically. With the wind, it'll dissipate.
Oh, then yeah. I would totally do that.
It dissipates after, 10 minutes?
If I can blow it away, I can inhale it.
Yeah, something like that.
So I'm going to try inhaling it, then.
20-foot radius, that's a lot of fog. Spreads around the corners, so? Blah, blah. Last 10, winds of 10 miles per hour will disperse it.
10 mile per hour
just
inhale.
Wind a few times.
It can last up to an hour.
If I can't inhale it, then I will push it away. Just be like, that's a total cool cloud, bro.
Okay, sorry. I found what I want to find.
You found what you were looking for?
Found what found just what I'm looking for.
Well, the average lung capacity of a human is about 6 liters, so I don't think there's a way that Windcutter could breathe it all in.
He's not a human, though.
I'm an air genasi.
Well, yeah, but, like, your
who
humanoid shape.
All the time.
Don't you have Gust as a wind genasi?
Yes.
I don't.
You're supposed to. I think.
It should be a cantrip that you have.
I have float or whatever.
Levitate?
I can levitate. Once a per long rest.
Did you look at your spells?
And I have unending breath.
Well, lucky for you, the hags are busy chasing and trying to resuscitate their little minion. Their little big minion.
Okay.
How far down in the water is it?
Yeah, how far down in the water?
Successfully knocked it off a drop-off.
Drop-off.
And it is, I don't know, 30, 50 feet down.
I have Shatter, which has a range of 60 feet. I cast Shatter on the statue in the water. Con save 14. I imagine it fails.
I'm trying to consider the physics of Brad being in the water.
He's not concussed.
He's not concussed. Okay.
He's just charged.
It has a 10-foot sphere.
Okay.
At the max range of 60 feet.
Okay.
Depends on how far away I am, I guess. Which is up to you.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're still at least 20 feet away from it. So, you're fine. But you have to be able to see your target to cast Shatter, though, don't you?
I believe so.
Sudden loud ringing noise, painfully intense, erupts from a point of your choice within range. Each creature in a 10-foot radius centered on that point must make a con save. A creature takes 3d8 thunder damage on a fail, half as much on a success. A creature made of inorganic material, such as stone, crystal, or metal, has disadvantage on the saving throw. A non-magical object that isn't being worn or carried also takes damage if in the spell's area.
Doesn't say anything about sight, just says a point.
Trying to think. You have to intuit how deep it is, though. Does your character know how deep the water is right there? I guess.
I can make a perception.
Make a survival.
I can do.
Make a depth charge check.
That is 13.
Okay.
You hit me instead.
I'm gonna say you can try to cast it, but you don't feel certain of your accuracy.
Okay.
So if you'd like to try, you can try.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I might hit the hex too.
You do indeed. You hear an awful shrieking sound come out of the water. How much damage does the shatter do?
It does 3d8 thunder damage, and I rolled that 8, 8, and 1, so it's 17 thunder.
Okay.
Half as much on a success. And the stone creature would have disadvantage on the con save.
So it doesn't destroy the elemental, but the hags are very hurt. And for simplicity's sake, we'll choose not to surface for quite some time. Windcutter. Although you are not mixed up in all this hag nonsense, you do attract the attention of these little creatures inside what almost looks like a nest built into the side of the drop-off cliff. There's three of them kind of squirming around and swimming over and around and under each other like eels. Except they have these... It's a cross between scales and feathers. They're very light, and they move independently like feathers. But they're shimmery. They're obviously waterproofed, like scales. These little creatures, they have a... They have a beak on the front and a shark tail on the back. Make a nature check.
Sounds terrifying. Am I any good at nature? No. Whew. Natural one.
They remind you of the your last bad trip where you thought that there were snakes crawling all around your legs.
All right, I'm gonna cast levitate. Just get out of there.
All right, you successfully escape. They don't really have an interest in you. You just noticed that they noticed you.
I'm gonna fly all the way back to the ship.
See ya.
Pipes is just gonna randomly take aim at the side of like the shipwreck there and just, you know, fling the wand again.
Oh wait, no, I can't fly. It's just
I guess that section of the ship turns to stone as well.
So do I get?
Oh shit!
I rolled a 100 on that.
Am I just up out of the water then? I guess.
Yep, you just levitate out of the water.
Okay, and then I'm gonna
walk to shore from there.
Yeah.
Darn it! I was hoping for more gems.
Say you have just created a monument to the might. Baharu herself. You gain one inspiration, even though I don't use inspiration and I don't know how to use inspiration. Because you have the blessing of Baharu for the next 24 hours.
Yay!
I look for treasure. And grabbing all the loot.
More treasure!
Alright, more treasure, more loot. You're able to fill your side bags with... let's just pick a number between this and this.
37.
You're able to pocket about 60 gold each, those of you that are still looting. Gold and gems and, you know, various whatnot, up to 60 gold.
Oh, wow. This is my first upgrade in money. Now I have.
Same here.
After you spend about 2 hours, those that are a little more intellectually inclined are are charting out the sections. This is where the weapons must have been held. So this is where we should send what's his name? Ledger. To come in inventory. This was obviously where most of the treasure was kept. That's fine. And after they map it out and write a detailed account of what you found, Burly, Pyre, and Typhoon all usher these mad, crazy pirates into the lifeboats to sail back to the ship and give the report.
Row, row, row your boat.
Row, row, row your boat.
Gently through out to sea.
Too bad the only ones that can cast silence
down to the sea. Merrily, 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 life is full of glee.
Stop singing or I'm gonna make you float like a fucking balloon.
I can already do that. I cast a cantrip and then cause myself to float.
Hey, quick! Rather Arden. Burn out from under him!
Arden, say, wait, that's a good idea.
That's my new headcanon. You're just such an ugly woman that everybody keeps confusing you for a man. Sorry.
I'll have you know my charisma is 18. I'm a very beautiful woman.
Yeah, well, you know, if you can't be pretty, you have to be funny.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, that doesn't necessarily mean you're pretty.
Yeah, that just means you got the riz.
Alright, well, you make it back aboard. You're able to stash your small winnings into your personal chests. You leave the debriefing to people who, you know, took better notes than you did. And with the sun setting, it is the end of the day. And after Ledger sends out some more refined crews, more trustworthy to keep their hands off the treasure, to go and search the island, you are free for the rest of the night. Any last minute accomplishments?
Duke immediately starts to drink and just says, I can't forget her. There's no replacement.
Smoke him if you got him, bro.
Duke, you know, you could say a prayer or something to her.
No. Who cares about the goddess when you have one in the medical wing right here?
Ah, so we're back to that one.
And with that, we will leave our one shot. Thank you for listening.
Hey there, folks. It's me, your favorite King of the Winter Court and the Goliath Dad of the Fae Realm, Haladalin. Are you tired of living in an endless winter? Well, then grab some hot cocoa, a comfy blanket, and your favorite streaming service, and listen to some more Rollfair. And when you're done, maybe go check out our website, rollfair.com. We've got a shop with some soul-warming merch for you, and a contact page where you can reach out and shower us with your praise. We hope to see you listening in the future. Stay comfy.